Hey everyone, welcome back. This is No Core podcast number 11. Got all kinds of amazing things for you to hear in this one. Right off the bat though, I just want to plug something. I just spun off a No Core Reviews blog. So you can check that out. That's No Core with a hyphen in it this time, no-core.blogspot.com. And I'll put a link on the webpage and everywhere so you can find it pretty easily. So check that out too, and then maybe in the future I'll kind of wrap them all together into a big website or something like that. Let's get things started. The first thing I'm going to play, this is Scissor Shock, which is largely a one-person project, as I understand it, a guy named Adam Cooley, although with lots of guests all the time, doing a kind of everything, including the kitchen sink approach. So enjoy it. This song is called Melt the Sun off the latest Tease the Skeleton release. We'll be right back. after Scissor Shock, we heard Men's Recovery Project. That song was called Driving by Smell from their Resist the New Way EP. That's a band featuring Neil Burke, who I think is more famous for being in some kind of hardcore band. I don't know the hardcore scene, so I can't tell you too much about all that. But I know the band also features Joe Preston, also who was a member of the Melvins and does an amazing one-man project called Thrones. And following that, that was Negify. They're a two-piece from here in Brooklyn. And that's from a release called Neg Butter, which is actually kind of cool. It came as a jar of homemade peanut butter with the CD included in the jar. So the next thing I'm going to play, this is by Nintendo Teenage Robots. And this is kind of a weird, funny CD. This is actually Alec Umpire from Atari Teenage Riot. And this came out, I guess, way back in like the mid-90s. And it used, I think, one of the very first really simple Game Boy music sequencing programs. And the CD case is really funny. It envisions this like future world where there are two warring Game Boy scenes. One that supposedly puts lots of effects and does fancy sounds, and another one that keeps their sound totally clinical and dry and sterile, which is the one that Alec Umpire is a part of. But it's kind of interesting because this totally predates the scene that you would now call chiptune, or, you know, the big 8-bit music scene, which is pretty huge, especially if you consider the number of people making this kind of music. So anyway, here's one of the first examples of it, as far as I know. This is called Nintendo Teenage Robots. This song is called Get in Line. Ha ha ha! You know, listening back to that Nintendo Teenage Robots track, I am almost positive that that album was recorded entirely using the Game Boy camera attachment, which came with a simple music sequencing DJing program. After that, we heard Channels 3x4, a song called Might Get Hit from this Onto the Rainbow Records compilation. And after that, heard something by Padna. That's like the word panda with the D and N switched, Padna. That's this local guy from Brooklyn named Nat Hawks, a solo project of his. And this Padna release is really nice. Comes in like a nice, soft, fabric-coated CD case and also comes with a DVD. And after Padna, we heard something by Erebon Radar from their last proper album, Yahweh or the Highway. That was a track called Cocaine Muffler. One of my favorite tracks by them because it seems like it's the hardest to figure out what kind of logic the members of the band are using to play their parts. So next, this is a guy named Narwhals, and this is an excerpt from his latest CDR release called Essential Palm Poetry, which, yes, indeed, it is largely composed of poetry about Pomeranians. But a big chunk of it has his awesome Freak Out Game Boy jams on it, and that's what we're going to hear next.
Oh, my God. third eye and how you should cover it with gold. With a black eye. And you
perceptions, gaping targets, sodomize.
You're not gonna be able to come in the kingdom!
All right, after Narwhals, I played something by Kohutek. That's a Washington, D.C. area group. That was an excerpt from the track called Glacial Tears, or perhaps Glacial Tears, from their latest Expansive Headache release. And after that, I played something by Realicide. That's from their Hardcore Megamix cassette tape number one. And I don't know what the track name is because there's about 1,000 tracks on that tape, and I really can't follow through the liner notes as I'm listening, so I just stuck the tape in, played it at whatever point it was at when I last left off listening to it and got something awesome. After that, I played something by Pengo. That's from this compilation album on Carbon Records, which is a really long-running, quality experimental music label out of Rochester, New York. And Pengo are a long-running, quality experimental music band out of Rochester, New York as well. So up next, I'm going to play you something by the Incapacitants, who are like a old school Japanese noise group who I actually got to see last year at the No Fun Fest, which was a totally mind-blowing performance, and they totally tore it up and everyone went berserk for it, which was really wonderful to see that this, to most of the world, totally obscure and niche music could attract a huge room full of totally stoked, moshing fans. And of course, it was really nice to see that everyone at No Fun Fest were really excited to see these original pioneers, you know, even more than all the latest hot acts. This track is from their As Loud As Possible CD, and it's some live material from 1995.
We'll be right back. Let's go party. new age, you like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. The smokes have a club all haze, my life's no deal, just as baby. Why don't you come over here, you got me safe.
After the Incapacitants, that song was by the Melvins. It's called Skin Horse from their album Stag. And if you're one of those people who have heard that the Melvins are great and you think you'd like to buy an album, but since they have about 50 albums, you don't know which one to buy, my personal recommendation is Stag, because it has a real wide variety of all the different kinds of stuff that they do on it. Immediately after that, we heard a track by Kyle Mabson. That's from his The Lifestyle cassette tape. He's a real fun dude who puts on a really fun live show, kind of a cross between a club DJ and a noise artist. Up next, this is something by one of my new favorite bands. This group is called Adult Moan. This track is called Passy Binky from their album called Protected and Nourished. It's sort of hard to explain, and all I can say is that I think everyone should check them out, and especially if they come around and play a live show, you should check them out, because it's slightly disturbing in a good way. This is Adult Moan. Thank you.
Yeah.
First, in that block of music, I played something by Adult Moan, and I certainly hope you all enjoyed that. Following that, I played something by a group called Michinoku Driver 4, and this is something that is pretty rare. In fact, this CD might be so rare that the band members themselves do not own copies. I might have the only copy in existence. But Michinoku Driver 3 was a DC Baltimore area group from around the year 2000 or so, who did cool spazzy Zerobot style music, and they were joined by Keith Stetson from Philadelphia for a special recording session, and they released at least a handful of copies of that as Michinoku Driver 4, one copy of which I am lucky enough to own. After that, I played something by The White Suns. That's S-U-N-S Suns. They're a noise rock group who are now based in Brooklyn. I think they're originally from Connecticut. All right, and that brings us just about to the end of the No Core podcast program. So come back next time. Also, if you want some music recommendations in text form, go check out that no-core.blogspot.com. So this last thing I'm going to play, this is by a group called Human Host, a group with a revolving cast of members from Baltimore, Maryland. This is from their latest album called The Halloween Tree, and this song is called The Thunder Moth. And I'm playing this last specifically so that you can all enjoy having this song stuck in your head for about the next week or so. Enjoy.
Turn up your fire, better see, take a new